Wow, Kevin, this is so exciting. I feel the dust of Beit Meir. Beit Meir North, Beit Meir South, Baruch Hashem. Tonight is such an extraordinary opportunity not to get together with my very old friend, Rabbi Wilgus. We're not going to talk about how long we've been together. The fellows of Madrichim. It's such a marvelous opportunity to get together to bring Kol forward, to bring Kol even closer to the next step in our growth. And I want to frame it with the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, which is beautiful and a little strange all at the same time. Because the second paragraph of Parshas Kisavo talks about something that a Jewish farmer says twice every 7 years. Twice every 7 years, a Jewish farmer in Eretz Yisrael, he's been trying his best to keep all the halachos of Trumas and Masros. We year in, year out, he takes a part of his fruits and whatever he's growing on the farm, he's giving it to the Kohen, giving it to the Levi, doing everything he's supposed to do. And twice every 7 years, he stands up and he makes it, if he can, if he's followed the rules, he makes a declaration under the Karabu, a CC Kachashar Tzivisan. I followed all the rules, I kept all the halachos of Trumas and Masros, I did everything I'm supposed to do. Right? Sounds great. Sounds amazing. Pat on the back. What's that called? You know what that's called? In the language of the Mishnais, that's called Vidui Maisa. Vidui. Vidui? You know about Vidui. We're going to start saying Vidui once the Shabbos, and all the way through up until Yom Kippur. Vidui is usually when we say what we did wrong. Ashamnu, Bogadnu. We confess. We recognize. You know, I haven't been perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. The same Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being misvaded. I'm told what I did wrong. But this is no Hashem of God. This is Parsha. The second paragraph of this week's Parsha, I say I did everything right. I called it people. So I heard from my Talmud two insights from the Rav, each of which I think has incredibly practical application to you and I right now. On the one hand, Rav suggested, maybe it is one extra letter. It's Assisi. The guy doesn't say Assisi Kasher Tzivisani. He doesn't say I did everything you said to do. It's Assisi Kichol Asher Tzivisani. Like everything you said to do. Meaning I stand and say, God, Rav, I more or less did a good job. Which is nothing. But you know and I know that we can shoot a lot higher than that. So maybe, the Rav suggested, it is a Vidu, because I'm saying I did a pretty good job. But not quite. It was like approximate. It was okay. And you and I need to strive. It's good to do good. We need to push to do even better. And then on the other hand, the Rav suggested, maybe the opposite direction. Who says Vida is always talking, confessing what I did wrong? Vida just means talking, looking in the mirror, and seeing where am I up to and what am I doing. Taking stock of where I'm at. What am I doing? What could I be doing? Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm not so excited what I see. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I am excited what I see. You do a lot of good stuff. Vida doesn't have to be a Hashem of God. Vida doesn't, looking in the mirror isn't always going to be, oh, and that's why, I'm coming up short. Sometimes it is. And sometimes it's, I look in the mirror, I say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, a positive Vida. Here's what I'm doing, and Baruch Hashem, it's been great. And those are two critical things to take with us going forward. On the one hand, to shoot for the stars. You know what it's like to be in a puppy business. You know what it's like to push yourself. Every single person here knows what it's like to push beyond what he thought he could do. And you've been there, and you know it's doable. Wherever you thought I could only go till here, and I stepped out of my comfort zone, and it worked more than I thought of it. And it wasn't so crazy. And it's actually even sometimes enjoyable. And I did it. And I accomplished more than I could. Every single person here knows that I can shoot. I'm not going to settle for just Kechol Asher Tzivisani. I'm not going to settle for just, well, it was okay. I know that I can push myself more. And I also know that sometimes I'm much better than I give myself credit for. I also know that I can do that positive evil. I also know that my growth is going to be powered by taking pride and joy in the things I accomplish. By being seeking to be part of a chevra that takes joy in doing good things. And that's what we're here for tonight. We're here tonight, Baruch Hashem, to come together as a chevra, to give each other chizuk, to enjoy simcha together in striving to do the right thing, and empowering ourselves to keep striving, to keep pushing, to keep expanding what we think we're capable of. Avosai, have an amazing Shabbos and a deeply productive Elo Aseres Me'tshuva, and we will continue to grow together.
Thank you.